Blackstone Audio presents Fathers and Sons by Ivan Turgenev. Chapter 1.
Well, Pyotr, not in sight yet?
Was the question asked on May the 20th, 1859, by a gentleman of a little over 40 in a dusty coat and checked trousers, who came out without his hat onto the low steps of the posting station at S. He was addressing his servant, a chubby young fellow with whitish down on his chin and little lackluster eyes. The servant, in whom everything, the turquoise ring in his ear, the streaky hair plastered with grease, and the civility of his movements, indicated a man of the new, improved generation, glanced with an air of indulgence along the road and made answer, "No, sir, not in sight."
"Not in sight?"
repeated his master. "No, sir," responded the man a second time. His master sighed and sat down on a little bench. We will introduce him to the reader while he sits, his feet tucked under him, gazing thoughtfully round. His name was Nikolai Petrovich Kirsanov. He had, 12 miles from the posting station, a fine property of 200 souls, or, as he expressed it, since he had arranged the division of his land with the peasants and started a farm of nearly 5,000 acres. His father, a general in the army, who served in 1812, a coarse, half-educated, but not ill-natured man, a typical Russian, had been in harness all his life, first in command of a brigade, then of a division, and lived constantly in the provinces, where by virtue of his rank he played a fairly important part. Nikolai Petrovich was born in the south of Russia, like his elder brother Pavel, of whom more hereafter. He was educated at home till he was 14, surrounded by...